Hollywood celebrities gush over Stacey Abrams running for Georgia governor, meant to be. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 2, 2021. Amid a flurry of social media mockery about her first failed run for Georgia governor, an outpouring of joy came from some Hollywood stars ecstatic with the news that Stacey Abrams is mounting a second effort to take on Brian Kemp in the Peach State. "I'm running for governor because opportunity in our state shouldn't be determined by zip code, background or access to power," Abrams announced on Wednesday, sharing a video of a campaign video. Hollywood celebrities reacted by gushing over the news. Scandal star Kerry Washington, echoing twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, said she's with Abrams. Actress Sophia Bush stating, "A bright spot of hope on an otherwise abysmal day in American politics. UBET, I will be a founding donor to your campaign. I have been waiting and hoping for this wonderful and exciting announcement." Two and a Half Men and the morning show star Holland Taylor tweeted, "Meant to be. Stacey Abrams, for governor of Georgia. Stacey Abrams, for governor of Georgia. LFG. Let's fucking go," Coyote Ugly star Piper Perabo said. "Run, Stacey Abrams. Run, sis." Actress Yvette Nicole Brown reacted. "Here we go." The sisterhood of the Traveling Pants star Amber Tamblyn tweeted, adding the hashtag, Abrams for governor. The Dem 22 ticket for statewide races just got yoked, Sneaky Pete star Ethan Embry wrote. Hollywood has become particularly invested in Georgia politics in recent years, in the wake of tax incentives that have brought the entertainment industry to the Peach State and relocated swarms of its left-wing members to Georgia. The entertainment industry has attacked Georgia election integrity legislation, as well as pro-life legislation in the state. And the Hollywood elite are not the only ones meddling in issues pertaining to Georgia. Earlier this year, President Joe Biden said he would strongly support Major League Baseball moving its All-Star game out of Atlanta over the state's election integrity law. According to a report from Fox Business Network's Charles Gasparino, sources inside Major League Baseball say that Commissioner Rob Manfred spoke with Abrams before he decided to move the game. Job Creators Network president and CEO Alfredo Ortiz reacted to MLB's decision to pull its 2021 All-Star Game and draft out of Atlanta, stating that the move would cost upwards of $100 million of economic damages to Georgia. Minority small business owners and advocates in Atlanta have also slammed Manfred for punishing the very group they claim to be defending by moving the All-Star Game to Colorado. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo. And on Instagram.